This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I got a former FBI agent, Marine, and patriot who's really been at the forefront of exposing John Brennan's conversion to Islam, communism, all of it. He's popping in. We'll continue with calls after that. But, I mean, when you realize that the globalists are a bunch of big mega banks and then a bunch of losers that just hate success and that just hate normal people. Because a normal person, you know, isn't into all this weird crap. So he's coming up right now. Let's go to Chase in California, and then Alex and Willie and Doug and Adrian and Brian and Rick and Ben and others. Chase, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Alex, Chase here from Front Lines, California. Now, this is the perfect nexus, I believe, for Congressman Nunes, InfoWars, and my situation, this internet censorship. I've been getting hit on YouTube, I've been finding out. Now, I've just been doing the reporter challenge for you. So I set up an account on YouTube. It started out on fire. I was putting on reports like every day. I was getting new subscribers every day.
Yeah, well, let's be specific. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter for 5 years, anybody, Christian or conservative, you even do milquetoast reports, Christian sites that just pray to Jesus are being banned. Google and Apple have banned Christian holidays off their calendars. They've banned them at their campuses. So, yes, sir, absolutely. That's what I'm saying is I'm the big enchilada, and I'm not bragging. When they're able to bring me down, next is the really big enchilada, Matt Drudge and Fox News.
So normally what I'm doing is I'm talking about the Declaration of Independence. I'm talking about the Bill of Rights, and I'm trying to tell people to contact their congressman if they feel something going on. So that's what I did. And so, you know, you gave me the courage to make these videos, and every one of them I put Chase the Patriot for InfoWars.com, right? And so when they see that, I know I'm in their algorithm, and then all of a sudden I started to see my views significantly be dropped. And also I have cousins from all over, and we had a family reunion, and then I find out they're not getting my notifications just like anyone else that's been getting these shadow bans. So I called my representative, is Congressman Nunes, and I let him know that I want to be, you know, I want my rights defended. I want to know what we can do. So I made contact with his office, and it just shows the power of InfoWars. Here I am, an ordinary patriot from Tulare, California, but I can take action and I can make change. So, you know, again, I thank you for letting me start Chase the Patriot. I really hope you look at my videos. And
brother, I've been seeing them. We appreciate you, but that's the deal. Nunes and all them are busy, and that's why they're smart people. We get them reports. We call them. They hear from citizens what's happening. Everybody's got to call Congress. Why do you think they're trying to totally ban me now? Because I'm trying to rally people to get out there and explain how you've been censored by these monsters. That's what I'm saying. It's literal Chinese communist level censorship. Come to America, and as conservatives, we don't bitch and complain. We just are used to being discriminated against. But this is the big push, and now Trump is aware of it. Where's his tweet? Let me show you. He says, Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans not good. We'll look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. So, and look, Ted Cruz, you know, he gave me a backhanded support. He said, you know, Jones says my dad killed JFK, but still I don't think Facebook should be able to cut him off and say what's free speech. Well, sir, I didn't say that. I like your voting record. I really respected you until you lied about Trump. And then you pulled a bunch of side deals with the never-Trumpers and the neocons. And Stone pointed out that eyewitnesses, and they have photos of your dad in the CIA, high IQ, very intelligent Cuban in the middle of that whole thing with his whole background. I mean, come on. The word is he didn't kill JFK. He was in the CIA. So reportedly he honorably served in it. I mean, don't be ashamed of it. He dropped out of the race right after it came out. But the point is, even Ted Cruz gets that and understands what's going on with all of that. And so that's all I'm getting at here with that. So God bless you. I appreciate your call. Absolutely, folks. They fear you ahead of this ramp up of censorship of the midterms, getting in there and Trump making it a campaign issue. It's the truth. It's constitutional. It's a winning issue. And it's critical to do it to save free speech. So let's go crazy like chickens with our heads cut off about all the shadow banning and censorship you're under. Let's take it serious.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom of the hour, we'll continue with your phone calls. Alex Jones here, covering what's happening with our republic, the battle to return our republic back to control of our own government and our own people. And that's what President Trump is leading. Joining us is John Gondolo, frequent guest on Fox News, you name it, very respected, former FBI agent, also veteran, and he is the author of the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. The book can be purchased at his website, understandingthethreat.com, or at amazon.com, and he joins us, again, a counterterrorism expert, former leading FBI agent in all of this, but what he really has is courage, because I can tell you right now, I know a lot of FBI agents. Growing up, I knew a lot of FBI agents, and they're patriots on average, very patriotic, I'd say Christian, conservative, whatever you want to say, very dedicated. And when I criticize Mueller or any of these people, they go, oh, you hate the FBI. That's not what Trump's doing. We hate the Democrat operatives that are in there that have been caught doing all this crazy stuff. And I'm just putting that up front because they misrepresent it every time, and they misrepresent what Trump says, what I say. But I remember like 5 years ago, reading about Brennan when he was heading up the CIA for Obama, and he headed it up until Trump got into office, and hearing he was voted for the communists, and he converted to Wahhabism, and I didn't believe it. I mean, I thought that, look, it's one thing to hire a bunch of SJWs low level, but I don't think they put a guy in who voted for communists. And it was in New Yorker magazine, and it was in other publications. And then that he had been the section chief in Riyadh, and it had been said that, you know, he was in ceremonies with the Muslims and all this. And then I talked to other folks that actually were involved in the Army and the CIA, and they said, no, listen, we thought he might be a double agent. We checked. No, he wasn't doing this under authorization by Obama to convert to Islam decades before or by other groups. He actually converted. So the real expert is John Gondolo joining us, former FBI agent, counterterrorism specialist, former Marine, you name it, to get into the whole mindset and just what it shows about who these deep state people really are. John, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me again, Alex. Appreciate it.
You're the expert. You've got the floor of the next two segments. I mean, what are we facing, this window into the weirdness of John Brennan? Because if I don't even believe this 5 years ago and then it's true, it's so crazy. Who could even believe this?
Right. Well, I was the first one to break the story on a television program run by a group called the United West, an online program. And the question was posed to me about John Brennan. And what I said then is what I'll say now is that I have sources, multiple sources, that witnessed John Brennan or have direct knowledge of John Brennan saying the Islamic Shahada, the statement of faith of Islam, which converts you into Islam. But he did it while he was the acting station chief, meaning the number one guy for the CIA in Saudi Arabia in the 90s, and present in the room were Saudi government officials, including Mubahith, which is Saudi intelligence. So my concern was not only that he converted, the bigger concern was the way it came about, and then it looked and smelled a lot like a recruiting operation by the Saudis of our number one CIA guy in the country. And then for a few years, I took a significant amount of heat for making these comments until just approximately 6 or 8 months ago when a retired station chief from the CIA went on TV and said it was very well known in the agency that John Brennan had converted to Islam. And so he confirmed what my sources who had been in Saudi Arabia had said. And this is the problem. It's not only that he converted to Islam. It's that if you look at his behavior patterns, he has spoken at major Muslim Brotherhood conferences inside the United States and North America, including the Islamic Society of North America. He has defended what they're doing. He has defended jihad, saying it is an obligation in Islam and we shouldn't be afraid of it, even though 100% of Islamic law defines jihad as warfare against non-Muslims that's obligatory and until Sharia, Islamic law, is the law of the land. And of course, what you just mentioned about the fact that he admitted publicly that he voted for a communist. I mean, you have got numerous members of the previous and still in the current administration and the bureaucracy, openly open communists, Marxists, socialists of different, you know, flavors, Maoists. And there seems to me, I think the biggest problem is there is no sense of urgency in this war. There's no sense of urgency in the war with Islam. There's no sense of urgency in the war against the Marxists. And that to me is the greatest problem. And I believe the reason for that is that the American people are not getting a real detailed understanding of this problem, except for a few outlets, including yours.
I remember reading it in like the Washington Times and even the New York Times. What was it, 10, 15 years ago? You were in the FBI then, you can correct me. But when did Mueller start saying that there's no such thing as Islamic terror, and they started removing that, and then Obama got in, and no investigation could be about Islamic, and then they started saying the Fort Hood shooter, you know, wasn't a terror attack, and then we see all of this as the result, and then the former head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, said, no, the main threat is veterans and gun owners and Christians. That's our main terror threat, even though on the terror Richter scale, it's the most nonviolent group.
Right, so let me hopefully break this down very briefly for your audience, and that is this. The primary way that the Islamic movement intends to win the whole war is not in the violent sector. It's not through violence. Violence, like the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, their operations in Africa and the Philippines and elsewhere, in Europe and in the United States, in the Middle East, those are tactics that fit into a broader strategy. The main line of effort, if you will, and that's a military phrase for their overall strategy, is primarily in the nonviolent realm. And in Europe and the United States, almost all of the prominent Islamic groups in Europe and the United States, we can demonstrate, are either Muslim Brotherhood organizations or are absolutely aligned with the Brotherhood's strategy, which is to impose an Islamic state under Sharia, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood bylaws say, and you can get those at our website, understandthethreat.com. As it relates to what you're asking, I would just quote, a couple years ago, the guy who ran the Counterterrorism and Technical Support Office for the Pentagon and ran a lot of special operations and covert operations for the DOD during the wars, he left the government service and said on a national radio program that the Muslim Brotherhood controls the national security decision-making process inside the United States government. And that is a statement that understanding the threat and me as a leader of understanding the threat for UTT, I absolutely concur with that. When you look, when you talk about the training, when you look at the 9/11 report, hundreds of times the word jihad, Muslim, Islam, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Sharia, jihad, those words are used in the 9/11 report to describe the enemy, the threat that we face. This is really important because our warfighting doctrine says when you analyze a threat, you begin with who they say they are and why they're fighting. And 100% of the jihadis, from the 9/11 hijackers to the Boston Marathon bombers to the attackers.
So they were doing it for Islam, obviously. And
that's right.
And the thing I get censored for more than anything is simply pointing out what they say. When I talk about it, I get censored for. When we come back, I want to look at big picture then. Why it matters that Brennan converted to this and what, how it hooked into Obama and these stay-behind networks we know they have. And you know, obviously the big one, Iran's an Islamic state, so is Saudi Arabia. So if he converts to Islam in the presence of their government, that is a conversion to a foreign government. That's treason. That's espionage. That's being a foreign agent. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWar.
Okay, when I'm wrong about something, I admit it. And if you go back 10, 15 years ago, I said everybody's talking about caliphates, Islamic takeovers. That's a bunch of anti-terrorism hype. That's never going to happen. They can't get their act together. Now the borders are all being broken down. They're funding attacks on Russia, Europe. 10 million military-age men have poured in. You criticize imams saying kill gays, kill liberals. The left comes out and attacks you. You get banned on YouTube, Facebook. The lawsuits being financed by us. We know the Saudi government, members of the National Federal Reserve. There's an Islamicist. He's involved in it. The guy that owns Chobani Yogurt. I mean, you learn who's got the power when they come down on you. And so John Gondolo has been a longtime FBI agent, now a retired counterterrorism expert, Marine, a lot of covert operations. And he got briefed on Brennan being a communist, being an Islamicist. And now all that's come out. 35,000-foot view on this at understandingthethreat.com. What's their end game? Why is the left allied with them? And then how has Trump basically at least paused that or disrupted that? Because, I mean, I love America, but I'm actually ashamed that people aren't more pro-Trump when it's so obvious that he's the first real American president in a long time. And I just thank my lucky stars. But I wonder where we'd be if it wasn't for him and what Obama was planning.
Well, I think to answer your first part of your question, thanks. That's a great question. Is it is all about Sharia for the Islamic movement. It's all about Sharia. Al-Qaeda says what they're doing is to establish an Islamic state under Sharia. That's what ISIS says, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Abu Sayyaf, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. It's what the entire Muslim world under the umbrella of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is all 57 Islamic states on the planet, largest voting bloc in the U.N.
And like you said, they play the good cop, just like, and right. I'm not attacking the Irish, but, you know, a lesser thing there. But obviously you had like Sinn Féin, and you had the, you know, the bad cop, good cop thing.
That's right. What they're doing, the suit-wearing jihadis, as I call them, the ones who wear suits and purport to be nice, and they work with our White House, with our Defense Department, with the FBI, they purport to be and pretend to be friendly. But the facts are on the table that these are Muslim Brotherhood organizations whose bylaws say that they are required to fight the enemies and tyrants of Allah until they establish an Islamic state. Exactly the same objective as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So if you look at the organizations our government is working with, the Islamic Society in North America, Muslim Public Affairs Council, Council on American Islamic Relations, Muslim American Society, on, those are all Muslim Brotherhood groups who have the same ideology as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The left, their ideology is to impose a form of the foundation of Marxism. So whether it's a socialist government or a communist government, and in
that's right. I always notice these imams, these prominent imams, call for the overthrow of capitalism and free market, which meshes with the liberals.
That's right. And as what we've seen is Hamas groups, and Hamas is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, openly, their leaders openly saying, you know, we're aligned with these groups, Black Lives Matter. We see them aligned with Code Pink and Antifa and ANSWER, Act Now, Stop War, End Racism. These hardcore left-wing groups, these...
Sure, so what's their plan? I want to get back for a full hour and we'll come back soon, but what's their... You're an expert on this. What's their plan? I mean, I know you're global caliphate, but how's their plan going? And how has Trump gotten in the middle of that?
From the perspective of the Islamic movement, they're winning and they're nearly unopposed. And I would concur with their assessment of where they are. Even people that seem to understand this, there again, I go back to there's no sense of urgency. The good news is this president at a gut level seems to understand that Islam is the problem, but he is surrounded by a number of people who don't understand it. Some of them, like now that Ambassador John Bolton is in, Mike Pompeo, General Kelly understands the Muslim Brotherhood's a threat, but they don't seem to understand the bigger totality of the threat.
Yeah, how could Kelly not get it? They killed his son.
Well, because I think a lot of people like him, he gets that this is an organized movement, but that the Muslim Brotherhood is a radical group, and they don't represent your average, everyday Muslem. But Islam.
But isn't that part of Islam, like you said, Muhammad said, lie and tell them you're friendly.
Yes, yes, of course. And that's what they do, and we've caught them in numerous lies, and yet we still continue. I just want to say their purpose is to the Islamic movement and the left working together from the purpose of the or the perspective of the Islamic movement. They will coordinate with others and they'll work with others, but they can never officially partner with them if they don't follow Sharia. So they will use the left. And as we've seen in history, when the Islamic, of course, according to their plan, when they take over, the first people that they will kill will be the Marxists, the leftists.
I was about to say, in fact, we played an email earlier as one of the most prominent in Europe saying, we're letting them bring us in, but they're our main enemy, the left, once we get control. And then I see Afghans saved from deportation who've been involved in sex assaults, you name it, by Ellen Harrison was convicted of abuse and sentenced to jail. She jumps on an airplane, blocks it, takes it over to keep some 50-something-year-old scumbag from being flown out. What the hell is wrong with the left?
Well, I think we need to look at it. We need to just speak honestly. I mean, what understanding the threat does is we speak truth boldly. That's what you need to do. I think it's one of the most important things in this war, since this is primarily a war of narratives. It is an information war, primarily. The violence serves that war. So when there's violence, the suit-wearing jihadis can get closer to our government officials by saying...
They use it to play the part of the conciliary, the good cop.
That's right. And so when you see what the left is doing, these are Marxists. These are enemies of the United States. And the Democrat Party has become the Marxist Party of the United States. And I really think that we need to understand that the leadership of the National Democrat Party are enemies of the United States. We need to stop.
They really are. They admit they don't want prosperity. They admit they hate the country. They've been trained. In closing, come back next week for a full hour, sir. We really appreciate you and the work you're doing. And you've been on before. You come on with Roger a lot. In 1 minute, what do I need to do? Seriously, what? Because you've been proven right. I've been wrong about this, you know, until like a decade ago. What do I need to do to stop this for my family?
Well, if you understand how widespread the network here is in the United States, this mirrors a counterinsurgency militarily. The tip of the spear, the focal point, is at the local level. So that's why we focus more with local police, sheriffs, pastors, business owners, key prominent.
And they've also not been compromised as much.
Correct. And while you do have some of that, they're a lot more open to the truth. And I think sharing this information with them, getting the materials to them, we would love to brief, do our 3-day law enforcement program for local and state.
So every listener needs to send people to understandingthethreat.com and WVWTV.com, and people need to bring it to their church. They need to get this out in the open. Because look, Hezbollah, we got to come back. We got to go. Do 5 more minutes. Now go to the calls, folks. I want to ask about, because I said this last Monday and Thursday, people said, how did you know? Well, it's for set doctrine. Hezbollah, Iranians, you know, secret terror groups, that's a real big group. They've said if they attack our ships and Trump attacks them, they're going to trigger terror networks everywhere. Well, how do we deal with Hezbollah, which at many levels I see as the biggest threat as Hamas? You're the expert. We'll come back a few more minutes with our guests on the other side. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. were the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back here, Alex Jones, broadcasting live.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm certainly not happy about this, but there's 10,000 articles plus out saying kick me off the internet because I bullied a kid and beat a kid up. And there's no video of it, no arrest warrant, no nothing. It was me showing ABC News of a kid punching a guy in the face and then he pushes him down a month and a half ago. Now they're calling in the New York Times, Vice Magazine for me to be taken off Spotify. I mean, they're just get us off the air everywhere. And believe me, just like Senator Cruz said, just like Tucker Carlson said, they get me, they get everybody. So that's coming up. But, John, you're going to join us again next week for a full hour, former FBI agent, counterterrorism expert, understandingthethreat.com. Just briefly, what about Iran? Because from my own research, I know the whole Wahhabist has a terror movement and the rest of it, but it seems like the Iranians have an embedded, really big dangerous group, and then now their former head of intelligence came out and actually threatened Trump that, well, if you try something with us or if you stand up to us, we're going to activate terror networks.
Right. Iran is a massive threat. But I want to keep hammering this point that whether we're talking about Iran, Shia, or Saudi Arabia, Sunni, ISIS, Sunni, Al-Qaeda, Sunni, Muslim Brotherhood,
same
Sunni,
deal.
They all, because it's the same Quran and the same Prophet Muhammad that commands war until the entire world is under Sharia Islamic law. Muhammad is the beautiful pattern of conduct, according to the Quran, for all Muslims to follow for all times. He tortured, he beheaded people, he married a six-year-old, he had people killed who mocked him. Yeah, he waged war against non-Muslims unless they converted to Islam or submitted to Islamic law. So he's the perfect example. And so in Iran and Saudi Arabia, the objective is the same, but there are serious differences. But as far as the threat that Iran and their government proxy, Hezbollah, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps that they pose to the United States is significant. And I would concur with some of the assessments by government officials that it's a bigger threat than the Al-Qaeda or ISIS threat. It is a massive threat and needs to be dealt with. But like most things, these things are not being dealt with domestically at all.
Sure, without getting into classified areas, for people I've talked to and family that was in Army Special Operations dealing with Iran for decades, they said, listen, Iran isn't trying to get headlines. They're getting people burrowed into every area. And, I mean, I'm not going to say something that is secret. Some of their manuals are how to get to the top of a big building, dump chlorine gas down it. I mean, they've got some real sleeper cells, I'm told, all over the U.S., all over Europe. And, I mean, I say if Iran attacks our ships, whatever, let them have it. I'm just saying, what are the politically correct people going to do when, you know, 20 U.S. cities have 50,000 dead people in one day? Are we going to roll over to Iran?
Well, I think hopefully this administration will deal with it before the tragedy happens. They're clearly in a war footing against us. The previous president committed a felony by providing a nation state, designated nation state of terrorism, Iran, with billions of dollars. That's a felony. Not sure why that is not being prosecuted. But this is where we are. And until we deal with it, until we understand that all of the Muslim student associations, over 800 chapters on every major college campus, is a Muslim Brotherhood, frontier there. That we have over 3,300 mosques and Islamic centers in the United States and all 50 states. The vast majority of them are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. And a percentage of those that aren't are controlled by Iranian assets.
By the way, I know you got to go, but the Golan movement, we just mentioned them and all hell broke loose with lawsuits and hack attacks. And that's one of that's the biggest private school operator in the U.S.
Sure. The Harmony schools, the Garment Golan schools, these are part of the Islamic network. And the fact that we simply have Christians and law enforcement and military and political leaders and citizens that do not understand the core doctrine of Islam, then we can't have the basic conversation about what to do. Yes, are there Muslims who don't want to subscribe to Sharia and live under Sharia? Yes, but a Muslim who doesn't subscribe to Sharia does not constitute a different version of Islam. And so you got to begin with what our own warfighting doctrine says. You begin with what they say they're fighting for and why they're fighting, and they unanimously say it's for Islam.
And they try to make it politically incorrect to say what they actually stand for. John Gondolo, former FBI author, researcher, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Look, I got loaded phone lines. I got another guest host coming up. And I don't feel sorry for myself when I get ganged up and attacked. I expected this. I'm used to being lied about. But good Lord. We're on hundreds of podcasting services. All you do is you go sign up for them. You stream through them. Spotify is the biggest one in the world. We've been on it a few months. Hadn't even promoted it. Look at this. On the heels of YouTube, Google, Facebook, and all their disinfo and all their lies, Alex Jones is fighting big tech conspiracy to limit far-right voices by appearing on Spotify. So they're all over the news saying shut me down, saying it's their goal they want me shut down. So they try a tongue-in-cheek article at HBO, that's Vice, when they're not promoting pedophilia, that's a fact, to then say, oh, look, he's fighting it by streaming on Spotify. You can hear African music, Japanese, Russian, Mexican music, everything's on there. It's the marketplace of ideas. And they know we always become number one in the market. So that's one of thousands of places you can find our podcast or us streaming. And so here's the next attack. We're all going to drop Spotify if you don't take Alex Jones off. And then they say a bunch of lies about me. And then Spotify is supposed to do it. Don't the listeners get that this isn't hype? This is a war for your First Amendment. You've got to tell neighbors, friends, family, your pastors, your employees, everybody. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, wherever you find it. Our local stations, a lot of them restream it. Please do. Whatever. Free to air on TV. I'm thinking about leaving GCN. They've been my provider for satellite for 20 years, but I want us to be the first ever in talk radio to say free to air where stations get all the ads. But I want the stations to become bases to then stream our stuff locally. But it's the way they try to have their cake and eat it too. The way they're like, take Jones's documentaries off Amazon because they're racist, they're Nazi, and it's a film against Nazis. It's just the bottom has dropped out. The media is so criminal. Like Trump said, don't believe a word they say. Alex Jones is fighting big tech's conspiracy to limit far-right voices by appearing on Spotify. Alex Jones believes there's a global conspiracy among big tech companies to censor him and other far-right media outlets, so he's fighting back by hosting his podcast on Spotify, of all places. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, we've been streaming on that thing for a few days. That's the video game thing where you play video games, but they have a news area. They blocked us on that. It's just like, this is what you block. It's not, oh, turn it around and ask, who are the people saying block everything? They're the threat. Jones' podcast, The Alex Jones Show, appears to have become available on the streaming service Monday, and subscribers immediately noticed. Oh, my gosh. Well, they didn't like it. Well, then if they don't like people like the Nazis, round them up. Many said they'd end their relationship with Spotify. Oh, right. If the company didn't remove Jones' podcast, known for peddling conspiracy theories, that means something the media doesn't agree with, like the government controlled the weather. Well, I mean, that's all of the news. They can manipulate weather. Hillary Clinton running a child trafficking ring. Oh, show a link to where I said that. That was in the emails. We just covered it. And that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. They keep pushing that. Spotify did not immediately respond to requests. Here's another one out of the Independent, the ones that are really pushing for us to be banned internet-wide, like China. Customers threaten to leave unless host who claims Sandy Hook was a hoax is removed. They don't show me saying I don't think it's a hoax. They don't show me saying I'm sorry the media misrepresented. They reissue the lie over and over and over again. Spotify hosting InfoWars show describes Alex Jones as seasoned radio broadcaster. Yeah. There you go. Newsweek. That's Barry Diller. Barry Diller that hates free speech. Barry Diller who famously said, the internet will soon be all paid, no competition, guarantee it. Said that last year. We're going to end internet freedom. Watch how we do it. And they're using me as the example. Wow. Barry Diller thinks he's better than everybody, doesn't he? We'll see, Barry Diller. You'll never put the genie back in the bottle.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling. It's my chance, girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
You know, God, I begged on my knees early last week to create an Assange petition, which actually has an effect to give to Congress and the president. And then it was like an afterthought Friday. They were going to like stick it right at the end of the show. And then metaphysically, it was done again today. And I'm not mad at the crew. I just, you know, it's like this thing, like the more important something is, the more it doesn't matter. The more it's just like nothing. Like our free speech or capitalism or anything. It's an afterthought because. So I'll launch this Assange petition tomorrow, or I'm going to cancel the show permanently. It's a decision I've made. I'm going to come in here tomorrow and I'm going to launch this at the start of the show, or I'm going to shut InfoWars down. I'll probably forget it, but that metaphysically is the symbol that I must shut the doors. Because if I can't even in 6 days put a petition out for Julian Assange to be pardoned, they're about to extradite him to the U.S., then I shouldn't be on the air. It's like that FBI agent, former counterterrorism guy, big star in the FBI, did a lot of great stuff, said, there's no urgency, there's no pulse, there's no differentiation. You've got 1.8 billion Muslims saying, we're going to conquer you, we're going to kill you, we're going to murder you. Europe has opened up to it, and no one even cares. And then there's 1,000 articles a day or more saying, ban Alex Jones, and saying outrageous lies, like I was going to poison David Hogg, no proof. Or I beat up a kid, no proof. And it's like, you don't feel insulted by people doing that to you? What, the petition doesn't even line up straight? Just take it off. I'm not doing it. I'm just shutting it down and maybe. You know, humanity just has to fall. It has, civilization has to fall. All the left and their big high-rises, learn how to tie their shoelaces, who prey on those of us that work, it just has to go down. And you know it's going to go down, too. And I just have been a fool trying to prop it up. God, I've tried hard, too. God, I've tried so hard. There's the answer. We're not doing the Assange thing. It's not going to happen. None of it's going to happen. It's like push notifications on the new app. The push notifications need to go out when we go live at special times. And we're like, oh, we didn't turn that on. It's like, oh, great. You know, it's like there's some type of spirit of, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the only energy is evil. And so you don't get energy unless you're evil. And then the evil people are like hopping around like gremlins, sabotaging everything. 30% of the public's on psychotropics. Cancer's exploding off the charts, and people love it. They live for it. It's like God to them. Being lied to, being a failure, being destroyed is like sexy. It's like, and then Trump comes in and like tries to deliver and turn things around, and all these cowards, they just want the media to agree with them. They go, oh, we hate him too. I hate my 401k. I hate my pay going up. I hate him trying to cut the cost of prescription drugs. I want to be loved by CNN, even though I don't watch it. But I'll tell you the failings of Trump. He said he'd expose vaccines. He know that vaccines almost brain damage, barren. He came back. He bounced back. He knows Assange wasn't a Russian agent. There's no evidence of that. And Hillary had the illegal server, and the info was everywhere, and people got it out, and then we exposed the crime, so thank God. He knows all that. So, you know, I want to criticize Trump, there it is. And the so-called left of this country, they're not the left. They're a bunch of deranged criminals who hate themselves so much that they are projecting absolute, abject hatred on anyone else having a voice, and are the most anti-free speech, anti-liberal people on the planet. And they've gone from denying they were ever censoring a year ago to raging around saying, we want Alex Jones shut up, and then misrepresenting what I've said. It's incredible. And every scumbag and slimeball and weird heroin addict and you name it has crawled out from under rocks, people I barely knew 15 years ago, to then tell giant lies about me, which is even greater. It'll impeach everything they're doing. It's just at a certain point, you're like, God Almighty, this is what death looks like. This is what laziness looks like. You know, humans don't communicate anymore, or they gibber and jabber about stuff that doesn't matter, and then they send a text message and never communicate with anybody about anything of substance. It's spiritual death. And people are ugly now. They're stupid. Their IQs are dropping. They're dying all around us. I feel like a failure. God, if I ruled the planet, I'd feel like I ruled a pile of cockroaches or something. I mean, who the hell would want to rule this? See, God wants to turn people loose and see them be strong, and that's where we were, and now everything is turning down. Everything is failing. The gods of this system are John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, who both look like meth head mental patients and act like them, and we bow. This is what, because only scum like that would even seek power in something like this. Unbelievable. Unspeakable. I don't even know what to say at this point. Because I've run my course, not with the censorship and the attacks, but I just belong to some other age, I guess. Because there isn't any immediacy. There isn't any concern. There's just kind of jellyfish brain. Where initiatives mean nothing. Like, we have total illegal censorship going on. We have them bragging about it. We have them dead to rights. No one will attack. And then I'm being totally shut down because we're writing reports and getting it to Congress and they're beginning to act. I'm not that damn smart. You know how easy this is? Jesus. But no one wants to do it. No one has the instinct or the will to execute anything real. They only execute failure. Over and over and over again. Begetting the failure. Begetting it as the public begins to look like servile hippopotamuses. Lobotomized. And you're like, oh, well, just join the establishment. It sees the... And then, oh, the establishment's feeding on the subhumans? Oh, let me look. The establishment are like a bunch of crazed vampires on PCP. I sure as hell don't want to join them. And then I just come to the realization, out of trillions of worlds, we're going to probably die. And everything we did as a species and all of our beauty and all of our goodness will just fail. And we're going to go down the tubes because a bunch of inbred child molesters in Hollywood had some psychotic dream that they wanted to kill everybody. And so we all just rolled over by peer pressure and gave into it and never executed anything real, never did anything real, never took action when all the tools were right there in our hands because we weren't meant to. We couldn't do it. We didn't want it. Gerald Salente's coming up. We probably won't have that thing for Julian Assange tomorrow. Probably never. Because humanity is going to be slaughtered in mass, and almost all of you are going to die excruciating, long, painful deaths, while the globalists suck every dime out of you with weaponized cancer. And you'll never even know it hits you. So, celebrate our censorship, celebrate your leftist garbage, celebrate all of it because you're dead already. And celebrate your Islamic God as well, and his six-year-old wife. All right, Gerald Salente's coming up. Hope you all enjoy yourselves. There'll be no petition for Assange. There'll be no aid.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.